This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right. Time for Denton's five burning NFL questions.
All right, Kevin, here we go. Look at that. A little bit of music to go with this segment. We'll have more imaging next week for those that are into that sort of thing. So I got a couple different ones for you. This first one, though, is one that I've actually been dying to ask you for a little bit. It's just particularly relevant now. You talk a lot about the idea of, in the NFL, head fakes, you know, teams getting off to a fast start that aren't actually what they end up being. So the first burning question is, when does a fast start either become the head fake or the real deal? Like, when does it make that transition to, this is actually what that team is?
You know, by the way, the head fake only applies to other teams. When our team is really good, it's not a head fake. No, I'm kidding. I would say we almost have to get to, like, the midway point in the season. And remember, there are always things that can derail the really good team that becomes obviously really good. Like, look at this team. They're legit. They've got everything you want, including the quarterback. And then all of a sudden, you get a bunch of serious injuries, because that's the unpredictable thing that can completely derail it. But absent of that, I think, you know, it's halfway through the season. And even then, because there are teams that catch stride later in the season and end up doing damage when we get to the postseason, if the team that has the good record, that looks good, that people think is good, is actually really good, they have to have a quarterback. They have to have that position solidified. We've seen teams, you know, do second half nosedives all the time. Look at Philadelphia last year. I mean, Philadelphia was what, 9-1 before their late season nosedive? And, you know, this was Jalen Hurts after a really good year the year before. They make it to the Super Bowl. His best game of his career was probably the Super Bowl game in the loss to Kansas City. And, you know, there they are. They were 10-1. I just pulled it up. And remember the game that got them to 10-1? This is Thanksgiving weekend. This is more than halfway through the year. It was a great football game. It was rainy, foggy, cloudy. And Philadelphia and Buffalo went toe-to-toe in that game. It went to overtime, and the Eagles won the game 37-34 to get to 10-1. And you're like, man, they got it all going on. And then they lost five of their last six games and got routed in the postseason. And I would have told you last year at 10-1, they've got the quarterback. You know, you can pretty sure Philly's a legit Super Bowl contender. I don't know. The answer is at least halfway through the season, and even then, you got to be careful. Unless you really have eliteness at the quarterback position, that's always the fail-safe in these conversations about who's good and who isn't. If you're really going to go out on a limb and say, man, this team is really, really good, they better have one of those guys. You know, I'm not saying it's got to be Mahomes, because he's the guy, but it's got to be in that next group. You know, like, I'm watching Josh Allen play the other night for 45 minutes before our game kicked. He's one of those guys. And so if Buffalo, you know, I can't say that after beating the Cardinals, Dolphins, and Jags that Buffalo's there right now. I can't say that. But we get to the halfway mark, and they've got, you know, wins, you know, over, or at least enough of them, over teams like the Ravens and the Texans and the Jets, you know, and the Chiefs. They play, you know, in mid-November. I think that's their eighth or ninth game of the year. Then we can talk about them. I don't know. It's just, this league is just, once you think you've got it figured out, you are brought down to earth quickly the next week. What else?
All right, burning question number three. Through 3 weeks, how do you feel about...
Did we have burning question number two?
Burning question number two. Sorry, math. Not good here. Numbers, counting, it's tough. Through 3 weeks, the problem is there's a three in the question, so it threw my brain off.
Okay.
Through 3 weeks, how do you feel about the new kickoff rule?
Getting used to it. Much faster than I thought.
A couple big returns for this team helps, I think, even though Nick Ballore cost us.
That's true. What are the numbers? Do we know what the numbers are?
I haven't seen any particular number, but I would imagine that teams that are they're returning it about as an average to the 30-yard line, so similar to a touchback.
I'm looking right now because they'll have the team average yards per return, and I am very interested in what the average is. So kickoff average returns. So there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in the league that are averaging 30 yards or more per return. Now, that doesn't mean the ball's at the 30. I need an average starting field position, really, for this. But I can go back and look at – oh, yeah. If you go back and look at the last few regular seasons, the average kickoff returns are, you know, highs in the mid to upper 20s. And right now, the Cardinals lead the league – in average yards per kickoff return. Now, they've only had three of them, but they're averaging. That's right, because they had a touchdown week one. Buffalo's two and Washington's three. And Washington's had five kickoff returns for 34 yards on average. Let me see a team that's returned a lot of them and see what the averages are. Yeah, like the Carolina Panthers have had the most kickoff returns. It's probably because they've given up so many points. And they're giving up 26.3 yards per return. So I would bet that the average starting field position is beyond the 30-yard line. And so that means that the kickoff return rule is benefiting the return team more than the kickoff and coverage team. And I think that's what they wanted.
They wanted it to be a play that matters. So it's
there's only one touchdown on returns.
Should be two, but whatever. Thank you, Nick Ballore.
Yeah, here are the longest returns of the year: 96 in Arizona for the touchdown, 67 by the Bears in a game, 62 the other night by Austin Eckler. Those are the three biggest returns so far in 3 weeks on the kickoff return rule. Yeah, and you know, usually if you go back through the history of the game, most of your touchdown returns or big returns happen early in the year when you have a lot of new players typically playing on special teams. You know, when rosters change, they change more often on the back end, and that means you've got different special teams players, and it's vulnerable typically to big-time returners early in the season. But I don't know. It doesn't bother me watching the play. Little bit jarring to begin with. I'm getting used to it. It seems like this would be a good question for Dan Quinn. I'll call Ben. Are they okay with playing coverage? Because it looks like, based on what they did the other night in Cincinnati, they were okay kicking it to the landing zone and covering the kick. Because Cincinnati had five kickoff returns in, I think, seven opportunities. They scored 5-6 times plus, you know, the opening kickoff. So they had seven kickoffs and there were five returns. I wonder if that's on purpose. I think it is. Maybe they feel good about Jeremy Reeves and some of these other guys going down to stop them from getting the ball out to the 30-yard line. Although maybe they'll play some teams with a big-time returner and they'll be, no, we don't want to give him a shot. You know, they have that guy. They have the one guy that returned a kickoff for a touchdown in the game Sunday. It was DJ Dallas who returned a kickoff 96 yards for the Cardinals against the Bills in the opener. All right, what else?
All right, question number three. Mike McDaniel is now 1-4 without Tua Tagovailoa. Does he need Tua more than Tua needs him?
With the backup situation they have, absolutely. You can think whatever you want about Tua. There's a lot of criticism about Tua. Tua can push the ball down the field. Tua can get it out quickly. Tua knows who his playmakers are. They're a different team with Tua than without him. So, yeah, he needs Tua. And we'll see whether or not Tua comes back. I still would bet on him coming back. But, I mean, what's their backup quarterback situation been like, right? Why didn't they go out and get a Tyler Huntley or a – well, they did. They just signed Tyler Huntley. I'm talking about before the year. They should have been looking for somebody as a legit backup to Tua, understanding his injury history, because I don't think Skylar Thompson was that. Tyler Huntley, I'm assuming, will start this week. He'll be better as a starter, I think, than Skylar Thompson.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill is still out there.
What's number four? Burning question.
Number four is one that we kind of already addressed, but Mike Tomlin still not naming Justin Fields the starter. Are you worried that Fields could be benched when Russell Wilson is healthy?
Nope. Not at all.
All right.
He's not going to be benched for Russell Wilson when Russell Wilson is healthy. I mean, it depends. If Russell Wilson's not going to be healthy for another 4 to 5 weeks, well, those are 4 or 5 more games. And, you know, obviously things could change. But if Russell Wilson were healthy this week, he would not be the starter against the Colts for the Steelers. Justin Fields would. He's earned it, actually. I think they like Justin Fields and feel good about him right there, right now. Tomlin's not announcing it because he's smart. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to, you know, deal with that right now. And he can incentivize Fields to continue to go out and prove it and earn it. And then when he has earned it, he still doesn't have to announce it if Wilson is out there and healthy to keep the opponent guessing. Although it won't be much of a guess if Justin Fields is playing well and they're winning. All right, number five.
All right, final burning.
You agree with me on that, right?
Yeah, to an extent, yes. I don't think it hurts to say, yeah, Justin's our guy. We played really well with him. He's our guy. I don't think that would hurt. But I do not think that he will get benched. I mean, Mike Tomlin, I respect Mike Tomlin a lot. It would be a big-time silly goose move to bench Justin Fields for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson stinks.
Russell Wilson didn't stink, but he does now.
He does now. He is not good now.
You're basically taking Justin Fields and saying he's now 35, 36 years old and he doesn't have the wheels that he had. And that's the problem with Wilson. He needed the wheels and he needed to be willing to use those wheels, which in recent years he wasn't nearly as willing.
All right, final question for
number
you
five.
Here. If Dallas loses to the Giants on Thursday Night Football, and drop them to 1-3, does that officially put Mike McCarthy on the hot seat to potentially be fired during the year, something Jerry Jones does not do?
Yes, it does. And they have a bye week in week 7. If they were to lose to the Giants, and you just, you know, gave me that scenario, they lose to the Giants, they then go to Pittsburgh, and then they have Detroit at home, and they've got a bye week before going to San Francisco and playing. So I would say yes. The problem with that is that the obvious choice to be the interim coach would be Mike Zimmer. And the biggest problem with their team is defense right now. Who else do they have on that staff that who's been a head coach? I'm looking through their staff. I mean, Zimmer would be the one. Brian Schottenheimer is the OC. They don't have anybody else on their staff.
Nothing.
That's been a head coach.
Classic Jerry move.
Yeah. Maybe not. Let me pull that back. They'll let McCarthy, you know, die on the vine over 17 and then get rid of him when the season ends. Because you can't fire him if they're continuing to get shredded week in and week out and then elevate the guy whose responsibility it is to coach the defense up. Some news on Jaden Daniels right after.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
These words from a few of our sponsors.